So my colleagues made my job very easy. So first of all, I would like to tell everyone that I took advantage of international collaboration, and here I am in the United States. I'm currently an assistant professor, but early in my career, I decided that I wanted to come here and learn English, learn this culture, know new people. So it is a very challenging and rewarding possibility. So I strongly recommend each of you to do the same. And something important to start with is the fact that we really acknowledge colleagues that are very successful. But we have to remember that success in science comes through collaboration. So we can clearly see an example of the International Space Station. And we know that science has long connected people throughout multiple boundaries, scientifically, culturally, and we all look for shared answers to common problems. So you will see in the handout that's passing around, those informations are more distributed to you. So I will fly over how to find international collaborators for your research, highlighting the most important topics, and you will find web links where you can find this information in the web. So start with the skills that you can offer. That's very important. Followed by something that will meet your needs, and decide which platform you are going to use in person, Twitter, email, Facebook, and learn how to introduce yourself to your potential collaborator. That's very important. Followed by understanding the culture of the person you are going to collaborate with. That's something very challenging, and will help you setting expectations before going anywhere. We also have to look for win-win situations, something that's good for us, something that will be beneficial for our host too, and develop a common language with your team so you learn how to be part of a team, and most important, take control of your career development. So while searching for information regarding this seminar, I looked at someone publish a paper about 10 rules for establishing international research collaborations in a very reputable journal. So this is indeed a very important area for us scientists. Okay? So first of all, we have to understand why you want to start an international collaboration. Then consider what are the characteristics of what you want to accomplish with that partnership, and also look for practical ways to make that potential collaboration stronger. Define the type of collaboration that you are looking for, short-term, long-term, something exploratory, something more in-depth in research. Also, clarify all the goals and what you wanted to accomplish earlier on. That will be very helpful for you to succeed. And there are obstacles, several. So try to identify all of them, and that will help you handling several issues that you all find. For example, dissemination policies, IP rights. So depending on the area you work, how are you going to share resources? Who is going to pay for what? Try to avoid conflict of interests, okay? So that's very important. So we'll be focusing on my presentation more on potential funding opportunities, because at the very end, the desire of going somewhere might encounter an issue which is lack of funding. So you see all my information are related to where to go to find all of the money available for traveling. In Latin America. Okay, so the definition of Latin America is more cultural than anything else. So it is a region where Romance languages are spoken, okay? So many, many countries are within Central and South America. So Spanish is the main language, followed by Portuguese in Brazil, and three other countries that speak English, French, and Dutch. Something to consider when choosing the place to go. So there are several domestic opportunities. All right. So first of all, look at your department. Look what is offered over there for international travel and collaboration. That's very important. All the universities here have many opportunities that are usually underutilized. Remember, some speakers told about the visiting scholars. So use them at your favor too. So that time you spend touring, hosting a person, is very valuable when you want to establish an international program. Remember to attend conferences and look specifically for programs like this one. And something very interesting that I found, it's people that do collaboration, not institutions. So it's this one-to-one relationship that will put us where we want. These professional societies, they do help us a lot with several venues that they have available. And don't forget about putting international travel on your grant. So that's very helpful for you to perhaps visit places and do short-term visits. So we had Louise and Elizabeth talking about Fulbright, so I'm not going to go over this again. Just look for the Western Hemisphere opportunities when you are considering Latin America. Okay, so there are two interesting programs available that you can check at your handout. So I also found something interesting at the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. That surprised me a lot. So visitors from other countries can come and do certain activities at USDA. USDA researchers can go to embassies around the world and contribute with the Department of State. And there are also two other opportunities in the bottom, the Scientific Cooperation Research Program and the Bourlot Fellowship Program that can take you to state-of-the-art labs where you can really do short-term, longer-term collaboration with USDA scientists. And those web pages, they will take you to the landing page and you will see some call for opportunities. USAID, a very interesting venue. So when you look at the opportunities at grants.gov, so there are calls all over the world. For example, I want to highlight one here at the bottom, focusing on collaboration in Mexico related to sustainable landscapes. So the areas are very broad. So horticulture, agriculture, sometimes are available, sometimes not. So you really need to search and see what you are looking for. And we'll have Roland talking about other opportunities in Mexico, too. So, at UF, there are many, many opportunities when you look at our internal website regarding what can we do in those Central and South American countries. So, the names here are truly not important. What matters is, look at your own institution to see what kind of agreements are already in place with international institutions so you can make that process way faster, way smoother, because there are already agreements in place. So look at what you have in-house to benefit yourself. That applies to all levels, professors and students as well. And now I will shift gears a little bit. Instead of going on the broad view, I will go on specific countries. So starting with Argentina, so there are several international scholarships available. So they basically have two large departments, the Department of Education, Arts, Science, and Technology, and Campus Global. So they are both offering assistantships for masters, PhDs, postdocs, and established researchers. So the amount of money provided, the opportunities vary according to each category, but they are available out there, all right? So even with funding for it. And you will see in the next slides several other interesting opportunities. So since I'm from Brazil, you see most of the information ties into what's available out there. Even though funding is limited due to the economic situation of the country, so there is a lot of money out there. Okay, so there are mainly two large funding agencies: São Paulo Research Foundation, the largest state in the country, and the National Council of Scientific and Technological Development. Each state has their own funding agency, so depending on your field, depending on what you want to do, where you want to go, look for those opportunities on those states too. Opportunity number one, visiting researcher program for the top scientists in each country. So they have specific programs that one person can stay from 2 weeks to up to 12 months doing research. So this program really targets people that are senior leading authorities on their fields. So there is money available for stipends, and those numbers here are tax-free, so it's very interesting for whoever wants to go. And the program also covers travel expenses. The process is quite fast. You can see in the bottom, take a few weeks to get evaluated, and they even help whoever is interested in identifying potential opportunities by providing a contact information person. So the special visiting researcher program is more for mid-term, early stage career. So who wants to visit the country, who wants to establish long-term relationships. So basically you will see that you can stay up to 3 months each year for three consecutive years. So it is really good because it provides funding for PhD students, postdocs here and there to conduct the trial that you are putting up together. So you will be coordinating with another professor. Also offers stipends, also offers research funding. It's small, but it's good for start some sort of preliminary studies. And take advantage of that program. Very interesting. For the Brazilians, I'm not seeing any Brazilians in the room. So whoever is here and wants to go back, so the government has specific opportunities for attracting to attract young talents. So opportunities for postdocs and PhD fellows. So the websites are very similar. The agencies are the same. So that's why I just skipped directly to this. There are many, many opportunities available out there. Look for those. So they are all in English. Let's skip to the western coast of South America and talk about Chile. So I found two big universities that offer two programs, the Universidad de Chile and Concepción University. So they're both offering student mobility programs under grants. And you can see at the bottom here, a federal agency that manages all the research in the country. So you can apply directly to those student mobility programs if you want. NSF also has a specific program called Graduate Research Opportunities Worldwide, and it's tied into research programs that are in the STEM disciplines, and basically the same agency that I mentioned before offers stipends that can help people maintain themselves over there. So you'll find more details in the information that I passed to you. Costa Rica has one of the most aggressive programs in attracting people. So Earth University is well represented. So this is one of their advertisements. So basically you can see on the right corner over there, so the top information are for students, the bottom opportunities are related to faculty, so please take advantage of them. And since I ran out of time, so I will leave you with these two other institutions. Just to wrap up, those are my lab members over time, 2017, 2018, 2019. So you can see the diversity. What makes a program successful, as you all know, is having people from all over the place with different ideas. So I strongly recommend you all doing that. I will stop myself and call Roland for the next presentation. Thank you very much.